I think we all saw the same thing. I think, you know, you got to give a bunch of credit to Auburn. They came out and thumped us in the first quarter and I think took control of the football game and never let us get back in it. And, you know, they were tougher than we were and more physical, and, you know, we just didn't have the what it took to get back in there.
What was it about Auburn's defense that gave you guys
problems? Well, they're very aggressive. They tackled well, they covered well, and put pressure on the quarterback, and you know, that's about the total package.
Thoughts on Chris's performance today, and did you consider putting McKenzie in earlier than you did?
Well, we consider all kind of things during the game, and but Chris didn't have a good day, so. We went on McKenzie in the second half and gave him an opportunity to get in there, did some good things, especially not getting most of the reps during the week. So, you know, we'll examine that and decide what we're going to do.
This is Lester's first game back for them. What do you think he added to their team?
Yes, he's very quick. He had some quickness back in the backfield, and, you know, I think he was certainly fresh. And, you know, sometimes this part of the season, fresh legs means a lot. But, you know, they just did a good job of blocking us. And they did a good job of breaking tackles. We didn't tackle very well. And, you know, Lester, Tate, whoever it was, we didn't tackle very well.
Coach, like in the first half, you ran a lot of blitzes and they were able to effectively run a lot of screen passes or a lot of wide open space to run. Why did the coverage break down on those particular plays?
Well, when you run a zone blitz, which we did most of the time, we didn't run very many man blitzes. When you run a zone blitz and they pick you up, which they did a good job of picking us up, you're without one defender in a regular coverage. So, you know, they had some open spaces. When you don't get to the quarterback, you know, that gives them a chance to move around and then pick out a receiver. And it's hard for those pass defenders that you have left cover the entire field. So, you know, we just sort of let our secondary hang out there a couple times by not getting pressure on the quarterback.
Did you see a team out there at Auburn that was energized by the game last week?
Well, you know, they were playing hard. I know that. They came at us and took it to us right off the bat. We had a pretty nice drive the first opening series. We just didn't convert. And then, you know, they made some big plays on their opening drive. We were fighting them pretty hard there, but I think the wide delay or the tight end delay right there was a huge play for them on, you know, a great call on their part. So, you know, I think that touchdown just really took a lot of wind out of our sails.
Coach, you all never could really get any continuity going offensively. Did all of that come back to Chris, do you think?
No. You know, you can't blame it all on Chris, but, you know, our quarterback is a key and very important part of our offense, and it's important for him to execute. You know, he doesn't have to be spectacular all the time, you know, but he's got to be able to make reads. He's got to be able to, you know, decide when to throw it away, you know, make some ordinary throws. You don't have to be fantastic. You just got to execute and do the things you're supposed to do.
Looked like he was a little tentative when he was looking to run the ball. Did you see that?
No, I thought he was tentative when he was passing it, to tell you the truth. And, you know, sometimes he was waiting a little bit too late, and you know, by that time they were recovered, and, you know, that makes it too tough to get the ball in there.
Is that a little disappointing to see from Chris? You're a year and a half under his belt now to start. A little disappointing to see him performing that way?
Yeah, but, you know, that's a tough position. And I think Auburn did a good job of defending us today. And, you know, if you don't look good at that position, everybody sees it. And that's part of playing there. And Chris knows that. He's got to get better. We got to get better at that position. And I think we will.
You said all week you knew they were going to try to run it down your throats. They were still able to do that. Obviously, the effort was there in the defense. But did you sense the guys getting demoralizing all of them and just kept pounding
them in the first half? Well, it's not helping you. You know, it's not, you know, giving you confidence. So, yeah, you know, that all eats into your performance. You know, your doubt, your demoralization, and, you know, when you sometimes know they run, know they're going to run, and they run anyway. You know, that's pretty tough to overcome.
Coach, you all were concerned about 18 and what he could do, but it looked like it was just the tailbacks pretty much.
Yeah, tailbacks were good. They ran well. Offensive line did a good job. You know, sometimes, you know, we run stunts and try to do certain things, and, you know, sometimes it's, I think it may be good just to sit in there and line up and play technique and try to whip the guy in front of you and take your medicine that way. And sometimes I thought we helped him with a couple of stunts in there.
Is this one of those games that you kind of just forget about, or you look back and kind of go through things and break it down and figure out what
you did? No, we're gonna examine it closely, and we're going to, you know, first of all, examine our competitive nature. And we're going to challenge our team. And, you know, we got a lot of football to play this year. And, you know, this is a tough pill to swallow. You know, I thought we'd compete better. I thought we had a chance to come down here and have a great game, and we didn't do either.
Talk about the competitive nature. You disappointed in the effort then, is that?
No, it's not effort. It's just it's when you're down, making sure you do the right technique, that you don't start freelancing, that you don't start doubting your teammates or doubting yourself. You know, we played, you know, everybody plays hard. They go hard and they work hard. And I don't think we have a problem with that at all. But, you know, when you get behind, you got to go with what you know and what you do best. And I think we sort of abandoned some of our technique.
More disappointed with the way you lost than the fact that you lost?
Sure, no doubt about it. You know, you just want to do your very best. If you do your very best and lose, you're not too disappointed.
Was it a pretty good week of practice? Or?
Yeah, had a good week. Thought we had a good plan, and, you know, I think our guys were ready to play. You know, and again, we came out and moved the ball right down the field, and then gave them up too many big plays on that first drive when they had the ball. And that sort of put us behind the eight ball.
Coach, you were able to get the turnover there, I think, in the late second, early third with Meyer, getting the interception and getting you decent field position and not being able to punch that in. Just never could get a spark.
Well, that was probably our last chance. You know, we had to, you know, to get back in the game. It was a very good interception by Myron. So the wheel route going down the sideline and came back and picked it off and did a good job of executing our defense. But, you know, that's what great teams do, you know, or very good teams. You know, they rise up to the occasion, and that's what Auburn did.
Time for about one more, guys. Coach, do you know the situation with Brandon?
No, I don't.
That was a quick one. Any other ones? Any positives that you can take away from today?
Well, I thought McKenzie came in and did a pretty good job, you know, despite being behind and them having the advantage of knowing we were going to probably have to pass a little bit right there. And he's a tough guy. Jared Hawkins, I thought, ran well at the end of the game. You know, we'll find some positives. We'll find something to build on and get back to practice and challenge our guys, and I think they'll respond.
Is there a chance McKenzie starts next week?
There's a good chance, yeah, but, you know, we've got a whole week to go.
Were you encouraged with the way Jeff ran today?
Yeah, Jeff did well, despite, you know, coming off an injury, and he's a tough runner. He ran tough, but Kaysen ran as tough. You know, sometimes it's hard to run when all those guys are in there tackling. Thanks.
Thanks.